A different animal. 1. Early in the morning, I ghosted into the white tile bathroom, stripped, even my jewelry, drove myself to vomit, spit, and defecate, shook out the ounces of my breath, and took my weight. I avoided my crooked reflection in the silver towel rack. The worst days, I pondered quarters of pounds harbored in my tonsils and my hair. 18 summers, I silently mined my body, seeking the fossil of my skeleton inside me. My mother watched me swallow syrup squares of French toast. She knew and didn't know. My death dangled on the edge of every conversation, a desperate drop on a cup's rim. Humans facing death in youth try to swallow everything, cry injustice, make wishes, hold their breath. Dogs refuse food. When Sophie, our Labrador, faced her end too soon, my mother crawled beside her with warm beef stew and my soft baby spoon. The dog died, salivating. 2. I walked down the aisle with whale bones circling my ribcage. I pictured the whale vomiting Jonah onto the beach. I had never purged in church until that day. God was alive in those years, and I knew he saw me, corseted, flowers fastened in my hair, and looked away. My husband tells me years later the horror of my torso from the room's other end. I feel proud, but do not say it. 3. My doe-eyed mutt stands in the corner of the bathroom, watching me heave my whole life into the toilet on all fours. I suspect she's always thought we were the same, that I was just another sort of dog, until this moment. She knows now I am a different animal entirely, a creature dragging back to its own ooze, a broken beast, rotten with a sickness she can smell, and she can't tell a soul. After I've scrubbed my hand, my weak teeth, I kneel again and pat my knee. Because she is a dog, she comes quickly and fills my palm with her heavy head. Starving, I let her love me.